Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationship, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he overthinks everything. Dear Stephen Shirley, I love my husband with all of my heart, but I do not like him and I don't like being around him. I cannot have a conversation without him weighing the pros and cons of what I'm telling him. For example, prom season is coming and our son has a date, but our daughter chose to go to the prom with a group of girls. He tried to get my daughter to ride to the prom with our son and I had to shut that down. He thought of every reason in the world to keep my daughter from doing her junior prom her way. When we are out with friends, he can't decide which credit card he is going to use because one card gives him perks and the other one has a better interest rate. With groceries, he overthinks buying produce, and he's talked to the manager at Kroger a few times to ask what state certain vegetables were grown in. When I come in from work and kiss him on the cheek, he'll ask why I didn't kiss him on the lips and assume I had garlic or fish for lunch and my breath is not fresh. It's nonstop with this man in the bedroom. If I don't let him know he's doing a good job the entire time, he will apologize and ask me what he can do to improve. We've been married 18 years, so whatever he's doing in the bedroom is just fine with me. I'm tired of explaining why I do things and then listen to him telling me how I could have done it. I think that medical marijuana might help him relax. How do I get him to stop overthinking everything? Well, I don't really think, you know, you can stop getting him, you can stop him from overthinking everything. That's just who he is now. I mean, it seems like he's been that way throughout your marriage. You're just noticing it now. And when I look at this letter, you don't really have any major problems like other people. I mean, you're just mad because your husband overthinks things and he doesn't do things on your timeline, basically. He sounds like a good guy. You say you love him in the bedroom. You love him with all your heart and all of that. I mean, and men do that a lot. They try to figure things out, you know. They try to come up with solutions and all of that. So I think you're just kind of tired of hearing his voice. You say you don't like him and you don't want to be around him. I think, you know, that's more of what you're talking about. I mean, these things happen in marriage all the time. It sounds like you've grown apart a little bit. But you gotta figure out a way to fix this because you don't want to break up over this little bitty thing. The love is still there, thank God. So you gotta try to fix it. You and your husband need to do something to save this situation before it's too late, because I think now if you do continue like this, it could grow into something on your part, resentment, hate, whatever. I don't want to see you guys break up over this. You guys got to talk and sit down and try to work this out. Steve?
This couple right here, first of all, I don't like the letter.
Yeah,
I didn't like it in the first damn line. First of all, subject, he overthinks everything. Here's a line I didn't like. Steve and Shirley, I love my husband with all my heart, but I do not like him, and I don't like being around him. Hell, it's over.
Yeah, she don't like the man.
What is a marriage if you don't want to be around him, like him, talk to him, and nothing like this? This is, I don't care how much you love a person. Whoa! What's love got to do? Got to do with it? What does it have to do with it if you don't like him or like being around him? Your husband is just, he all wrong on so many levels. I'm not really sure. I think this is a person, this is a control freak. I think he has control issues. We had a person that worked here at the station like that. It's people like that who just want credit and control. I've worked around people like this before. Gotta get control for everything. Need credit for everything. Woo. Damn, what about profit? What about results? Why are you so busy trying to get credit and control? I can't have a conversation without him weighing the pros and cons of what I'm telling him. Prom season coming up. Son got a date, but our daughter chose to go to the prom with a group of girls. He tried to get my daughter to ride to the prom with our son. I had to shut that down. Hell yeah. She in the car blocking, just messing the whole date up. Don't nobody want to go on no damn date with their sister. What young dude want to go on a date with his damn sister sitting up in the car? I don't care how she dressed. She's still my sister. You should have heard what he said to her. This ain't your business. But your husband trying to save money and control the situation. Then he want to try to protect his daughter. He don't really want her going with the group of girls. Want her brother in the car. All that ain't finna work out. Anyway, he can't decide which credit card he gonna use. When we go out with friends, he can't decide which credit card he gonna use because one card give him perks and the other one has a better interest rate. So use the one with the better interest rates. You don't get no perks. Use the one with the perks. They're going to charge you for the perks, so you don't get a higher interest rate. Well, what you want me to tell you? Y'all need a new damn credit card. Y'all need a credit card with perks and low interest rates. That's all I can tell you. I'm not finna sit up here and try and figure this out right here. But if you're playing, but I'm telling you right here, if you're not paying off them credit cards every month like it's an American Express, you're going to get ate up with interest rates anyway. Mm. I don't know what to tell you. With grocery, he overthink buying produce, and he's talked to the manager at Kroger a few times to ask what state certain vegetables come from. Who do that? Who do that?
All right, listen, hang on, Steve.
No damn okay? body.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he overthinks everything. We'll get back into it right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he overthinks everything.
We're reading a letter from a marriage that's doomed. The woman that in the opening letter says, I love my husband with all my heart, but I don't like him and I don't like being around him. What are we talking about here? Ain't we talking about how you stay married? You might love him, but don't sound like you in love with him. So we're in trouble. You can't have a conversation with him without him weighing the pros and cons about it. Y'all argue about everything. His son, your son and your daughter going to the prom. Your son got a date. Your daughter decides she going with a group of girls. Your husband want her to ride with your brother. Sitting up in the car messing it up. Don't no dude want to go on no damn date with his sister. You can't talk freely. The other girl sitting in the car, damn, why your sister here? Just horrible. Now you're down at the grocery store. He can't make a decision about nothing. He trying to figure out which credit card to use because one got perks and the other one got better interest rates. Well, you need a new credit card. Damn it, you need a card with perks and low interest rates. You need a capital card. You seen the commercial?
What's in your wallet?
Yeah, what's in your wallet? Obviously, it ain't a capital card. You need a damn capital card. Kevin on that commercial, Samuel on that commercial. You need a new credit card. Now, he overthinks buying produce. He's even talked to the manager at Kroger a few times to ask him which state certain vegetables are grown in. I wish he'd ask me.
You don't work at Kroger.
Yeah, but just for stupid questions like that. I say, sir, yeah, we grow all our vegetables ourselves. Well, what state you going in? They out back. I have him driving around looking for that damn garden. When I come in from work and I kiss him on the cheek, he always asks why I ain't kiss him on the lips and assume I had garlic or fish for lunch. And my breath is not fresh. It's nonstop with this man. In the bedroom, if I don't let him know he's doing a good job the entire time, he will apologize and ask me what he can do to improve. What? Anyway, we've been married 18 years, so whatever he's doing in the bedroom is just fine with me. I'm tired of explaining why I do things and then listening to him telling me how I could have done it. I think that medical marijuana might help him relax. He don't need no damn medical marijuana. He needs some weed from off the street. This is weed. You need a plug. You need someone. You need to go somewhere. Yeah, you don't need no damn medical marijuana. You need some weed off the street. You need to ask around who got the good stuff. You need some sense. You need somebody down there selling that other kind of weed. You need some chronic. You need some blue. You need to check the size of the woods. Yeah. You need all that. You need some googly goo. You need some jasper. You need some all that down. How do I get him to stop overthinking everything? Get away from that damn medical marijuana and buy yourself something off some street. He need a street drug because it's just something wrong with him. He might need something stronger than weed. I don't know. I'm just saying he got to go to a club. Then what he need to do? He need to go to a white club on the weekend and just buy something in there. That'll have you somewhere tripping. I don't know what to tell you about your husband. You don't like him no more. You don't like being around him no more. As soon as them kids get out the house, y'all through.
You don't think this y'all is a marriage worth through. Saving, Steve? You don't think their marriage is worth saving?
I don't like him or being around him. What is we saving?
Because they're committed? Because they took vows?
Excuse me?
Yeah. You don't think it's worth saving? That's my question.
Well, seriously. First of all, know your room. Who you talking to?
What do you mean, know your room?
You don't think I tried to save a few of them?
Oh,
Everything ain't savable.
Okay. That's where you are.
Sometimes two people just have to admit, look, we made a mistake. Damn, this ain't working. You don't like me, and I can't stand your ass either. Why are we doing this? You don't like being around me. Have you ever been around a person that don't like being around you? That's hard, man. And then you trying to act like you like being around them, but they don't like being around you.
You know it.
Bruh, you can't stay there. Think about that. Everybody on this radio show has been around somebody that you could feel didn't want to be around you. So now, are you with that person anymore? No.
No.
So why are we trying to keep these two people together?
Nope.
Why? Just get this over with. Matter of fact, right after the prom.
After the kids get back in the house.
She's got paper.
Come on.
Oh, me.
Wow. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.